How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
Tanya Khoury, good morning to you. Eid Mubarak, how are you? How was Ramadan for you?
Hello, Howard.
Hello.
It's been such a long time. It's so lovely to hear your voice. Eid was magnificent. Thank you very much. And so was Ramadan. How are you guys? Long, long time since we've spoken voice to voice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that was one thing we would keep hearing. We're missing Tanya's laugh. Where's Tanya's laugh?
So here it is.
Exactly. So first of all, we spoke before about Ramadan. It's a time where you really can and do reach out to people. Were you able to do that this year? Was it a meaningful time, a meaningful month for you?
Oh, you know, Howard, Ramadan happened. It was during Ramadan that the KZN floods hit our region. And the outpouring of human sacrifice, of empathy, of assistance, of water. Like, aren't gift of the givers the best people in the world?
Can't they just take over things like Eskom? They can just take over. Unbelievable.
You know, the one thing I saw during that time, I mean, apart from the outpouring, because, you know, like with Muslims, water, the gift of water is one of the biggest rewards.
I didn't know that.
Like, it was almost as if, I know it wasn't the perfect storm, but it was like the perfect time for Ramadan to happen, you know. But certainly the one thing that was clear is that we don't trust government. We would rather give it to gift to the givers.
Well, that was
and
so interesting.
We saw that with UJ.
We saw it across the board. And we just simply said we don't trust them with anything. You know, we've learned our lesson during COVID, and we'd rather give it to an organization, whether it was Gift of the Givers or a couple of the others that were
humanitarian.
But we trust, because we trust that it'll be used for the right purpose. That must have been quite a horrific realization for the ANC to know that people don't even trust them with their own charity.
Absolutely. But really not unexpected. I mean, I don't know if you've watched the president this week. He's been booed off more stages than I've seen Zuma ever booed off. What on earth is going on there? And this story about stage 8 load shedding, I mean, Gordon says to us, he says to us, it's not, don't be so dramatic.
Tanya, half of Johannesburg lost power yesterday for about 6 hours because of a plastic bag. We've had Ukraine fending off the Russians. I mean, if all you need to do to take over Johannesburg is a checkers packet. It took down the whole of Sebenza power station, which affects most of Johannesburg, and we were out for 6 hours because of a plastic bag. And you're telling us it's not broken?
You know, Howard, the other thing is, how many times must we hear of a power station being blown up before we start thinking, well, hang on. And then Gordon comes out and says, no more scrap metal. You're not allowed to sell scrap metal. So you know, right? You guys know. You guys know that you're being sabotaged. You guys know that there's massive copper theft that is not aiding you, but certainly aiding somebody along the line. And yet you do nothing about it. And then you tell us that stage 8 is not a catastrophe. And why are we being so very dramatic?
And negative. You know, we're being so negative, really.
Like, really. And then, of course, John Stierna is, and off he goes to Ukraine. Like, what was that all about?
So this was also interesting, because I spoke to him on the show yesterday, and it's certainly good that he's raising awareness and maybe trying to show another side to South Africa. But when we look at what's going on here, we're in chaos. We're in chaos.
I mean, I wrote this one paragraph. I just have to read it.
Please. Yeah.
Steenhuisen actually went to Ukraine. Can you believe the story? When I first saw the interview, I convinced myself he was using a green screen and that he'd not left at all. And I laughed. But then it became clear that Botox John is actually in Ukraine. Why? Can someone tell me why? I don't understand what possible assistance could be given by Stiernaysen to Zelensky or Putin. What could he possibly contribute to an international war? His explanation to us, well, he said it was relevant because cooking oil had become expensive in South Africa. Shall I tell you what else is expensive, John? Hillary Gardie's life. Why didn't you get on a plane then? Did you get on a plane when a woman was raped, stabbed, and dragged herself naked across to a taxi rank for someone to save her life? Did you, John? Did you get on a plane when a grade six boy was stabbed to death by a fellow student? Don't think that their families care a lot about your headline grabbing redundant mission to Ukraine. I'm sorry, I had to vent. I'm done now. Mm.
So it is interesting because in some ways John Stiernaysen was one of the few people on the ground after the July riots, whereas the ANC were nowhere to be seen. So they do that, but at the same time we really are in the most terrible situation back here in South Africa, and things just need to be done. It's
somebody just roll up their sleeves and do something, please.
Yeah.
You know, like we are definitely, we have a war here. We have a war here. It's and you can call it what you like. You can call it crime. You can call it treason. You can call it grand theft, whatever you want to call it. But it is a war because it's impacting on our employment. It's impacting on how our nutrition. I mean, how many children are dying from not eating? You know, at Charlotte Metseka Hospital, still doesn't have a casualty section.
Yeah, we spoke to them this week. And there's actually no real answer as to when it'll even be open again.
No, so why don't give to the givers? Just go there and just build it. You know, like I'll pay them. We'll all pay them.
Well, I think everybody would. I think everybody, I mean, that's, South Africans are enormously generous people. We do put our money where our mouth is. If we are able to do so and we're able to help, we help. But we can't help if we don't trust where that money is going. And that's circular. That's what we keep coming around to over and over again when we're hearing about, you know, all the money going into SAAid, all the money going into, it just becomes absurd. In Ukraine, the one thing I asked John Stiernaysen when we spoke is there electricity? And he said, yeah, 24 hours a day. And the trains are running. Actually, they're better off than we are in many ways.
More, guys.
Yeah. So in terms of the gender violence and that we saw this week, absolutely horrific. Horrific. There are just no words.
And, you know, and things were weird. Like, Senzo Meyiwa's trial, the advocate got arrested while he was still giving he was mid-sentence. And next thing, they pulled out the cuffs.
Yeah.
And banged him up. Like, oh, what is that? What is going on here? Like, can somebody tell me this is not a Johnny versus Amber Heard story? Because it's almost as unbelievable. It really is. Have you been following that?
I have been following it. It's like almost, it's like my wicked vice. It's my secret
vice.
It's just too funny. It is just too funny because honestly, they're two idiots, and
they're both actors, right?
Exactly.
You never know. Like, is she really crying? Yeah. Oh, there were no tears. I didn't see any tears there, but okay. Like her lip trembled.
Absolutely. I believe none of them, but I'm loving every second of that trial.
There's something so macabre and wrong with that.
Yes, absolutely. No, because it's debased. It is the worst of the worst. It's everything that you hope never to achieve in a relationship. For us to see.
It's the unmagical world of Hollywood, isn't it? The unmagical world.
Absolutely
indeed.
Right. Tanya, it's 8:30, and we're not going to this is just to thank you for your weekly updates. It's been incredible. We'll certainly have you back from time to time to talk about various things because you're not getting rid of us so quickly. But thank you for your incredible work that you've had done
you too,
for
Howard,
us and the amazing
had a blast.
Work.
It Thanks, really my has friend. Been. Really, and all the best in everything you do and all the best to 5FM and its listeners.
Tanya Currie, thank you as always. It is 8:30. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.